Great. Got a lot of great folks. I think we're ready to get started, David. And, you know, the title of your seminar tonight is Brand Yourself as an Expert Using the Power of the Internet. So let me just start with a very basic question. What exactly do you mean when you say brand yourself?
I'd like to start by talking about the basic concept of branding. You know, we're all familiar with brands, you know, name brands. Companies have been branding themselves for years, and branding yourself is really just the concept of positioning yourself in the marketplace. You know, I'll give you a few examples that, you know, most of us are familiar with from industry. Volvo. Everybody knows the name Volvo. They've positioned themselves or branded themselves with their market, with their promise of safety and security. So that's their brand. You know, Disney. We all know Disney. They stand for what? Family entertainment. I know you've gone down to Disney. This could also be tied into something, a term you might or might not be familiar with called a unique selling proposition. It's also known as a USP. And that's really the component in your business that makes you different from and sometimes superior or an advantage to your competitors. You know, some of us, we've all heard these USPs before. If you're not familiar with the concept, you'll know it in a second. Burger King has a USP of have it your way at Burger King. FedEx, they say when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. And building or branding yourself is really just positioning yourself in the marketplace. Similarly to how these companies do it. In general, you want to position yourself as an expert in a particular field, or at least someone with a particular set of skills that people want to work with. You know, ideally, in the world we live in today, we're a very celebrity-conscious world. Everybody thinks celebrities. Everybody hears about Dr. Phil and Britney Spears, and everybody hears about celebrities. And ideally, positioning yourself and your brand, almost as a celebrity, makes people more aware of you. And ideally becoming a celebrity that people will want to work with. And that's kind of a quick definition of it.
Hey, David, why is it important to brand yourself at all? I mean, what's the importance of that?
Well, it's interesting. There was an article written a while ago. I don't know if you're familiar. Some folks might be familiar with Fast Company magazine. And there was an article, the brand called You. It was the signature story in Fast Company. This goes back to 97. And they argued that we should really imagine ourselves as brands and manage our professional lives accordingly. And that idea, even though they said it in 97, is every bit as relevant, you know, today as it was then. And the difference, Tom Peters, you might be familiar with him, he's written a lot of books on business and just being successful in business. And he said that right now, he points out, is that in good times, the brand you called it, it's a luxury to have a brand, to be branded. But now, as companies, you know, we're in a situation where there's a downturn in the economy, companies are laying people off, and it's important, it even becomes more critical to have your own personal brand. And in the past, it was critical for companies, but now it's become really critical for individuals. And I want to take a look at, you know, why it's important. And really the answer of why it's important is that branding allows you to take control of your identity. And really it allows you to influence the impression that people have of you in their minds, you know, which is going to help you accomplish a whole bunch of things. So creating this personal brand is going to provide a bunch of things for you. First, it enables you to establish yourself as an expert in your field, which enables you to connect with like-minded people on a much larger scale. You know, people start to know you. It also enables you to focus your energy on feeding and figuring out your life's purpose. And I'll get into that in a little bit. It also enables you to build a solid reputation within your industry. And this is all about branding. Most of us on the line either have our own business, have a website, or are looking to develop their own business. Being self-employed, really doing something you enjoy, and branding gives you credibility. It enables you to gain credibility and put you in a better position, regardless of what you're doing. Whether your primary business is your own business, you're an entrepreneur, or you're looking for the next job, branding yourself is critical either way. And it's interesting. It also, you know, it increases your notoriety. And by gaining this state of you know, really being well known, and it's almost a mini celebrity state in your area, it improves your perceived value in the marketplace. And it's interesting. One of the things I find that when we make the conscious effort to kind of create our own personal brand, it helps by attracting other people to it. We put ourselves out there as a personal brand. Over the course of the last year and a half, I've heard all the stuff about the secret and the law of attraction. But it's interesting because this law of attraction works in this particular area. If you put your personal brand out, you're going to attract a different type of people that you want to work with. And personal branding really enables you to differentiate yourself, become known. It makes it easier to do everything. Once you have your personal brand, it's easier to sell your products, your services, and yourself. It enables you to attract people to you, and it's very powerful.
That's great stuff. David, why is the Internet such an important tool for branding yourself? Can you share some ideas about that?
Well, if you take a look around the world today, you know, there's really countless ways to brand yourself. People can brand themselves, and these are all effective ways as well. I don't want to detract from the importance of some of these. You brand yourself with brochures, in the media, with your books, with your products, with a business card, something as simple as a business card. But the Internet is really becoming one of the most cost-effective tools for branding yourself. And I think about it, in the past, I remember years ago, if I wanted to check out a business, I wanted to do some sort of work with a new business that I heard about, where would you go? In the United States, and actually I think some countries abroad, you'd go to something called the BBB, or the Better Business Bureau. But that's really a thing of the past for most people. So right now, if you want to do business with somebody, what do? You check them out on Yahoo or Google. You Google whatever the company is. You Google the individual. You know, it's become so prevalent. And the Internet's really important for a number of reasons. And I want to share with everybody just some statistics to kind of reinforce the importance of the Internet. And I take a look at North America, or the United States, in terms of Internet use. And the numbers from North America is that 238 million people on the Internet. That's 238 million users on the Internet. And that is a large majority of people. You know, I take a look, I think if you remove all the kids that are under age 3 and take away everybody over 100, there's probably like 14 people left in the United States that aren't on the Internet. It's virtually everybody. And worldwide, the numbers are staggering. It's 955 million Internet users. And what's interesting is that the majority of people who are doing searching start with Google. And there's a statistic I want to put out there just to reinforce the importance of Google with a lot of these things. It's that 56.3% of all searches conducted right now in the United States or done through Google. You know, it's just an amazing number. And another thing I want to mention is the Internet automatically brands you. The Internet brands you whether you want to be branded or not. And I mentioned this earlier. If somebody wants to work with you, what are they going to do? They're going to start by Googling your name. And what I'd like to do is make this a little interactive for anybody who has access to a computer. I'm going to go through a few computer examples tonight. And what I'd like to do is ask everybody to start. You can, if you have your computer, if you're near a computer, you know, bring up Internet Explorer. And this includes you, Eric. You near a computer?
I am.
We'll put you to work over here.
Yeah, thank you.
I want everybody to go to a computer and just bring up Internet Explorer, and we'll start with Google. So we'll give everybody a chance over here. I'm going to take everybody off conference mode for a second just to see if folks are how they sound. And hold on one sec. Can everybody still hear us?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, you're allowed to mute. All right, well, hopefully a bunch of people will get to go to Google. If not, you can jot down these examples and take a look at them later. And I'll step you through a number of things to really show you the power of this and then give you a number of specific examples of what you can do. So I mentioned that the Internet automatically brands you, whether you like it or not. And it really does in many ways. And in some cases, it brands you as an unknown. You know, you're not coming up with Google, and that tells people something. You know, if they can't find you, that in itself is branding you. It's saying you're unknown. Be careful. You know, if you can't, if someone can't find you in Google, then there's generally, if I can't find somebody in Google somewhere, it's generally a significant issue. So one way or another, somebody's usually going to be able to find you. So just to give you an example, Eric, we have Eric Taylor on the line with us. I'm going to ask everybody to just type in Eric Taylor. And Eric, yeah, I know you've done this before.
Yes.
Eric is E-R-I-C, pretty easy, E-R-I-C, and Taylor is T-A-Y-L-O-R. Eric Taylor, and do a quick search. You don't need quotes. You don't need anything. And what's interesting is you'll see lots and lots and lots of results for Eric Taylor. There's 3 million results. So if someone's looking for him and trying to figure out what he's about, what they're finding is there's a lot of websites that say Eric Taylor. And if they're looking for our Eric Taylor, what they're going to find is the first thing they run across is Eric Taylor, who's a musician. And it's the official website for Eric Taylor, BlueRubyMusic.com. And anybody who knows Eric or is looking for him knows that's most likely not him. They know he's not a musician. He's not a singer.
They know I can't sing.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
How quickly do people find that out?
Within probably one note.
All right. Well, we'll save you the embarrassment of sharing that one note with us tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. But what's interesting is if you scroll down a little bit under Google, he comes up third. It says Eric Taylor sales training seminars, personal and professional, and it's his website. And Eric works at Self Improvement Online, selfgrowth.com, and he's also been the sales training. He's done a number of things, and he has very effectively branded himself. So if you go over here, you're going to find this website and find all his information. And if you scroll down over the next couple of pages, you'll see this is really the only reference to this Eric Taylor. Eric Taylor is a pretty common name, so it does a few things. One, it shows that he's impacted the Internet. You can find him relatively easily. So people know that he's a player of some sort, specifically on the Internet, so he's branded himself pretty effectively. And you could also go to his website and see all the details. So he's done a pretty good job at that. What I want to do is step through a number of folks that are on the line. I took a list of all the people that signed up tonight, and I want to just step through a few of them and point out a few things. The next person I want folks to type in, his name is Stephen Getzler. And it's spelled, Stephen is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. And I'm also just for folks that want to come back, this will be recorded and things along those lines, or you can come back to it later if you're not on Google. S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Gexler. It's G-E-X-L-E-R. Are you doing this? Are you following along, Eric?
I'm right with you.
Okay. So what do you got for the first one?
Stephen Gexler is, I have Target Memory, a seminar to remember.
Okay. So if you click on this first one that comes up, it's hard to find any information. He's kind of, if you go to this first one, he's kind of buried. So people aren't going to really find much information about him. But if you look, the second entry that comes up is his entry on selfgrowth.com. So what Stephen has done is he's created an expert page on our website, a dedicated page, his picture, information about him, and he's really controlling his personal brand here, specifically on the Internet. Because what's happening now is anybody's looking for him is immediately finding a lot of details about him. And the details are based on how he's positioned himself. So one of the goals, and as a first goal, is really to get yourself way up on the search engines, at least for your name. It's very powerful. What's interesting is the reason he comes up high is because he's listed on selfgrowth.com, which is considered what would be called a trusted site on Google. So what happens a lot of cases is he might have his own website, but he comes up higher on our website because Google knows selfgrowth.com. I'll get into some of the reasons why in a little bit. So it's a trusted site. So if they see Stephen Getzler, if you take a look, there's 517 results that come up for Stephen, and his webpage on selfgrowth.com is ranked number 2, and then there's a whole bunch of sites after that. And it's because Google trusts selfgrowth.com, trusts the content. So one of the easy ways of really getting yourself listed high and positioning yourself is creating something like this kind of page, an expert page on a trusted website like selfgrowth.com. And I'll go into some of the others as well. And what's interesting, I want to just do a couple of other quick ones. Just to give you a sense, another name to type in would be, it's a little harder name to spell, Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, and we'll see, I don't know if Agnes is on the line. So it's A-G-N-E-S is the first name, Agnes, and then Bukaram. And the last name is spelled B-O-U-K-A-R-A-M. So it's Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, and then Bukaram. I think that's how you pronounce it, B-O-U-K-A-R-M. I hope you don't mind me making an example of you. I'll give you hopefully some exposure as well.
All right.
In terms of what we're doing. So have you come back? Have you found that yet?
Have I found
Eric,
it?
Eric, you there?
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Okay.
She's number one.
Okay, so she's number one on... So it comes up as 292 references to Agnes. So it's one of 10 out of 292. And what's interesting is she's listed on a whole bunch of websites, but by coming up, you know, this enables her to really gain control over how she's positioning herself. And I'll give you a little plug over here. If you take a look at her webpage, you'll see she's a life success consultant, I believe, meaning she went through Bob Proctor's program to be trained in the law of attraction. And it really gives you an example of the power of getting yourself out there on the internet. And in a few minutes we'll get into a lot more specifics of what you can do to enable you to effectively get your brand out and really define it. The next thing I want folks to do is just quickly, if you're still on Google, type in my name. David, and my last name is spelled R-I-K-L-A-N. So David and then R-I-K-L-A-N. No C. A lot of folks misspell it. Let me know where you find it, Eric.
I'm there. Yep.
Okay, so David, R-I-K-L-A-N. And you'll see there's about 15,000 references that come up. But what's interesting is virtually every single reference is something that I had something to do with. So it's something that I was able to control, which is great. So, you know, since I was able to control the brand and the message, everything's pretty consistent in what comes up. But the next thing I want everybody to search for, just to give you an example of risks inherent in this whole branding thing and how much power you do, you don't have, I'd like everybody to type in the name Anthony Robbins. And I'll give you a second to type that in. And as folks, it's Anthony, if you can't spell it, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, and Robbins is R-O-B-B-I-N-S. And he's written, he does a lot of seminars, written a lot of books, prominent figure in the self-improvement industry. And you'll see his website, as expected, comes up top. But what's interesting, I want to point out, if you go down a couple of websites, you'll see a listing that says Tony Robbins Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. And for folks who aren't familiar with Wikipedia, it's a great place to brand yourself. Wikipedia is best described as an online encyclopedia. It's a massive online encyclopedia. If you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. And it's when you scroll down, it's wikipedia.org. And if you click on Tony Robbins Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, you'll see there's a bunch of information in there about Tony Robbins. But there's a couple of things I want to point out about it. If you go to the entry, there's a number of paragraphs criticizing Anthony Robbins. You know, it says one of the Tony Robbins demonstrations is called a scam. Then it says Anthony Robbins is teaching fans the fire of discontent. It makes people feel impaired or somewhat deficient as a prelude to curing themselves. And then it goes on to, Robbins also recycles an off-sided but unsubstantiated reference to the Yale study of goals. And if you take a look at this, it's almost a study in how not to brand yourself. And one of the things that he's not doing a good job at is really managing potential negative brands. And that's something I think that's very important. So you really need to watch where you're out there, because anybody you're doing business with is looking for you and trying to figure out what your identity is. The internet really provides an excellent, very cost-effective tool to accomplish or create whatever persona or brand you want to market. You know, whether you want to become a celebrity or an expert in the field or you want to promote a new business, an idea, or a cause, the internet inexpensively can help you reach thousands and thousands of people with a very focused message. And here's an exercise for everybody on the call today. If you haven't done it yet, go to Google and type in your name. Very simple. Go to Google and type in your name and see how many entries on the first three pages are you. And take a look. Ask yourself some questions. Does your website come up early, or does the personal profile come up on the first page? You know, what you really want to do is ensure that you come up early and gives you the power to brand yourself or position yourself how you want.
Yeah. Hey, David, let's start with the basics. Now, what can everybody on the line do to start creating their brand right now?
Well, the first step is really to identify your brand, your personal brand. How do you want to be identified? Now, I think of the industry that we're in self-growth.com, self-improvement, yes, I think of some folks who branded themselves. T. Harv Eker might be familiar with T. Harv Eker. He branded himself as the creator of the Millionaire Mind Intensive. There's someone else that we do some work with, Laurel Langmire. She went and branded herself everywhere as the Millionaire Maker. That's just like a phenomenal brand that he created. You know, there's the whole Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki brand. You know, these people made a conscious and focused effort to brand themselves and position themselves. And look at what we did, and what I try to do with selfgrowth.com. I wanted to be branded as the founder of selfgrowth.com, and I want to brand selfgrowth.com as the number one self-improvement website on the Internet. And I've worked very purposely to do that. So a first step, I recommend really spending some time figuring out what your vision is. You know, what is your purpose? What are your passions? What are your goals? You might even want to come up with something called a vision statement, a statement of your vision. And this really ties into how you're going to brand yourself, your personal brand, because it's going to be interconnected. And defining who you are or how you want to position yourself, it can be a major exercise in itself. And I want to really urge folks to take the time and invest in that and figure out how do you want to position yourself. And what we're really going to focus, I'm not going to spend that much time in terms of working with you to figure that out, but I want to start focusing now on how to get your brand on the Internet once you figure out how it is you're going to personally brand yourself. Eric, what's your, off the top of your head, how are you branding? You branded yourself earlier. How are you branding yourself?
Well, inspirational, chief inspiration officer, self-proclaimed title, but, you know, because of the energy level and fitness and so forth, I'm often referred to as Mr. Energy. Obviously, inspirational, motivational speaker, someone who promotes large-scale events with notables and national best-selling authors and speakers. So I'm known as an author, speaker, relationship marketer as well, I believe.
Yep. Okay, sounds good. So you've consciously focused on that in terms of your website and a lot of the things that you do. And that's what everybody really needs to do and identify what your personal brand and how it's going to help you build your business or help in your career or anything along those lines. So I'm going to go through a wide range of things right now. Some of them very simple things that you should be doing if you're not doing, and some of them more complex things now in terms of how you go about positioning or branding yourself. The simplest way is with emails. We're all sending out emails. So one way is through your personal or business emails. And if you look at every single email that I send out, at the bottom of my emails, it says David Ricklin, founder of selfgrowth.com. So that's how I'm positioning or branding myself. It's a simple tagline. Some folks have a more complicated tagline. But what you want to do is at the bottom of every correspondence that you have or somewhere in your correspondence, brand yourself. And this simple tagline helps define your brand and identity. And it's a simple thing to do. If you're not doing it, then start. And if you don't know what your brand is, invest the time. If you don't know how you want to position yourself, invest the time and start doing it. My only recommendation is you don't have to spend a year on it. Come up with something that you think will work. You can change it if need be in the future, but just start positioning yourself in some way. And another relatively simple approach is to create what I describe as personal pages on major websites. You know, one of the things I just showed a little bit ago is these expert pages. A couple of people came up high with these expert pages on selfgrowth.com, and that's one thing that I recommend. But there's a whole bunch of places that you can now create personal profiles that brand you. You know, One of the earlier ones in terms of business networking was a site called LinkedIn.com, very popular for networking for across all sorts of businesses. And a lot of times you type people's names and LinkedIn might come up. And I mentioned selfgrowth.com is providing the same kind of approach. We have these expert pages. So now anybody, virtually everybody on the call now, if you have expertise in self-improvement, finance, health, relationships, you can create your own dedicated page with information about you, with your picture. So for, I know a lot of folks already on the line have personal pages or expert pages with us. If you don't, I'd like to invite you, everybody on the line, to really create their own page. It's very easy. Everybody here has either links or articles or is doing something with us. So just go to selfgrowth.com, click on the, you know, either log in and just click on create an expert page. You know, if you look, I mentioned LinkedIn. LinkedIn works with all sorts of businesses. We try to help people brand themselves as experts in success, self-improvement, relationships, that kind of thing. MySpace can also be an effective tool. Facebook is an effective tool. You know, a lot of folks also use YouTube and videos to really brand themselves. And how do they do that? Once you've identified how you want to position yourself, release videos with information about what you're doing. And each one of these videos on YouTube really helps brand you. And there's an interesting thing that's been going on the Internet the last couple of years, and I want to talk about it a little bit. It's called social bookmarking. And a lot of people call it part of, you know, Web 2.0, things along those lines. But what social bookmarking is, it's a series of websites that enable you to basically add links back to good content. And the concept's very simple. You create accounts. There's one called Delicious, another one is Digit. You can just search for social bookmarking. You'll find a bunch of these. And enable somebody to go in and identify interesting, unique content that they want to recommend to other people in this social bookmarking network. So it's basically making a bunch of bookmarks or web marks for people to find. And there's a few powerful things that go on about it. One is it lets you point to a position, your content, which in turn helps position you. So once you get content out on different websites, then you can use these social bookmarks to position you. And it also provides an opportunity to really network with other people who could also position you as an expert. And I'll get into this in a little bit, but the real power with a lot of these sites, whether sites like ours with the expert pages, is connecting with other people who then also help position you and your brand. And you know, just to go back to what I said earlier, positioning you as your personal brand as an expert makes people want to do business with you, makes people trust you more, respect you more. It makes everything easier, whether it's for your business or whether it's helping you get a job. You know, one of the things that I've seen happening a lot in the industry, outside, you know, self-improvement industry, just in general, it's the whole employment industry. If someone's hiring somebody, the first thing they do is they look to see if they have a web page, if they have a MySpace page. You hear these stories all the time of young kids out of college and pictures on their MySpace page or their Facebook page of them drinking or doing what other things that they shouldn't be doing, and it's impacting them because whether they accept it or not, they've already created a personal brand on the Internet. So they have a personal brand. And we, you know, as more professionals, we're out of college, you know, a lot of us know this, so we can really proactively take control over it. And what's interesting about this, a lot of people have been involved in this whole social networking thing, and whether it's creating a MySpace page or even creating a page on selfgrowth.com and then networking with other experts to it. And I really want to differentiate the concept of social networking versus social marketing. And we've all heard this concept of social networking. What I want folks to really think of is social marketing. And the concept is very simple. How do you use these tools for social networking, these linking back and forth from these social networks to these bookmarks, how do you use them to help your business? And the difference is really, in my mind, when you're doing it, whatever you're creating, you're doing it with purpose. You're doing it with a strategy. And that strategy ties right back into this personal brand because it's really all about the personal brand and how you want to position yourself. So those are a few ways that you can really jump on the bandwagon and effectively do, you know, get your personal brand out there.
Excellent. And just ask Miss New Jersey, right? About my
state. There you go.
David, share with us, how important is an email newsletter to create your brand these days?
One of the things, this is one of my mantras. An email newsletter is an extremely powerful tool. It lets you get your information in front of people regularly. I know in terms of the people listening to the call, you fit into two groups. You fit into a group of people that either has an email newsletter already and you're sending it out. And for those folks, keep at it. Good work. Very effective tool. If you're not using it effectively to brand, start positioning yourself in your newsletters. Add the tagline. You can even add links back to your more of your bio so people can link back to your expert pages and see more value. So for those folks, just keep it up. Add some tweaks to it. If you don't have a newsletter right now, I can't say this more strongly. If you get nothing out of this, hopefully I'm going to create some urgency for you. Go out and create an email newsletter. You know, and we're all in, you know, if you're creating a personal brand, you're creating it in some niche. You're positioning yourself as an expert in some niche. So what you need to do is really use a newsletter to reinforce whatever niche you're positioning yourself as an expert. You don't have to write the newsletter yourself. You know, there's countless places. You can go to selfgrowth.com. We have 30,000 articles to get permission. You can ask people for permission to send out their articles. But what I want to tell you to do right now, high priority, create a newsletter. So let me give you a quick, down and dirty, simple way to do this and then explain how you, why it's really critical for you to brand yourself. Everybody on the line today is doing something on the Internet. So that means whether you have a newsletter or not, you have a contact list of people that you've been working with. You have an email list. So if you haven't been mailing, you don't have a newsletter right now, what I'd recommend doing the following. Get your whole email list together. Everybody you've ever mailed, whether it's through AOL or Microsoft Outlook or whatever it is, get that whole list together. And then send your whole list a very simple email. Say, dear, you know, whatever the person's name is, if you can figure out how to integrate that, or dear friend, I've corresponded with you in the past. My name is, my business is such and such. I've recently created a new newsletter, a weekly newsletter, where I'm going to be providing information on quote-unquote subject, whatever your subject is, finance, relationships, health, you know, power tools, whatever your subject is. And what I'd like to do is provide you with a free issue of it. If you're not interested in getting this free issue, just please send me a quick email saying remove and I'll never send a copy of it to you again. Or you can say click on this link if you have that technology. And then at the bottom of this email, here's the first issue. I hope you enjoy it. Love to get your feedback on it. And that issue could be something you wrote, or it could be articles that you've just found that are worthwhile or interesting. And start sending these to people once a week. If they don't want it, they'll ask themselves to be removed. These are people that you know. These are people you've interacted with. And then at that point, once you get started, if you have a website or you have an expert page, use one of these to collect people's names, to really build up your list. And what you're doing every time you email them is you're branding yourself, you're positioning yourself as an expert. And it becomes critical because people need to see you as an expert if you want them to trust you in terms of making purchase decisions, in terms of doing business, in terms of working with you in any way. So this newsletter is going to be your gateway, your regular gateway to them. I can't reinforce it more. If you walk away with nothing, walk away with a strong desire to start your newsletter tonight.
Great. Hey, David, how important is the website to create your brand?
Websites can be extremely important. You know, today, if you take a look at the Internet, everybody expects you to have a website and really expects you to have a quality website. And this becomes important in branding yourself. And your website, in many cases, becomes your brand. Generally recommend, depending on what you're doing, is make sure if you have a website, have yourself positioned on your website. Even if it's in the About Us portion of it, you know, make sure there's some connection. There's a lot of folks I know that really just try to brand their website. But what happens is people will learn to potentially trust your website, but they want to also see a face. They want to know that there's a person behind it that they can trust, especially with smaller websites. So what you want to do is make sure you've added information on yourself somewhere in the website for people to find. And in that, talk about how you position yourself, what your expertise. That's the brand, and really reinforce that everywhere. You know, the challenge then becomes, you know, having a good quality website, and if you can't do it yourself or you don't think it's up to snuff, I recommend, you know, investing some money into building it up a little better. There's a company called Elance.com where you can find potential people to build your website for you, www.elance.com. There are places out there that build templates. There's a website called SiteSell.com that has a full system to really create websites. And what you really need to do is make sure you're keeping your website up to date. Because what happens a lot of times, people might have a website, they're not keeping it up to date, there's some changes, misinformation on it, and that becomes your brand. Someone comes to your website and there's old data on it, and you're certainly branded as a person who's not keeping their website up to date. And that becomes part of who you are. You know, someone who doesn't have the technical acumen or the skills or the know-how or even care enough to keep their website updated. So what I want to reinforce is you're getting branded. You have a personal brand whether you want it or not. So the real message is take control of your personal brand.
Yeah. David, how can you use articles to create your brand?
I'll give you an example of how we use it. And a fairly effective way. I wrote several articles on self-improvement. We've written a number of articles on self-improvement, and we submit those to other websites. And my articles are published literally on hundreds of different websites. And what we do at the end of each of the articles, there's a bio. There's information about me. There's a few things. There's information about my website and contacting me and how to get a free report. So I'm doing all the stuff to drive traffic back to my website. And as I use articles, and basically I've written articles, sometimes they're book excerpts. Everybody here, I believe, has the capability to write short articles, 500, 1,200 word articles, and get them out on the internet. It does a few things. These articles enable you to brand yourself. So at the end of every article that you submit around the internet, you add a resource box. And what I want to reinforce with the resource box for folks who've done it, who've done this already, it's the article at the end of the article says about the author, and you have this little box and has details about you. In the resource box, make sure you describe who you are, and you keep that, you know, whether it's this USP that I mentioned earlier, or whatever your brand, you know, however you want to position yourself, make sure that you're referencing it. Make sure wherever you are that you're positioning you, it's something that you want to constantly reinforce with folks. You want to constantly reinforce this brand. So, you know, getting back, I wrote this article. It's on, you know, hundreds of websites. And you can take a look at it. And it really describes who I am, what my background is, and it has links back to my website. So what it's doing is it's throughout the internet community, it's branding me wherever people are using my articles. And there's another very effective tool that ties into this. You know, I mentioned the social networking sites and the social bookmark sites. Once you start putting your articles out there, then you can use these social bookmark sites to bookmark all these articles that you have, and also have other people in your network, and as you build your network, a bookmarker points to your website. And what it does, it builds up to there's a critical mass, and there's more and more people finding about you, out about you, and your personal brand is becoming more and more popular, more and more important. And that's what it's all about. And I'm talking about articles, but videos are also a great way. You know, people use videos to personal brand if you have video content. People do podcasts, which is basically just audio MP3 downloads as a way to brand yourself. And all these pieces are really important tools to enable you to brand or position yourself on the internet.
David, talk to us a little bit about and tell us, you know, what exactly is link building? And you've heard a lot about that. And why is it so important?
All right, a lot of folks in the line, I'll go quickly through the basics. I think a lot of folks might know what it is. But link building is really the concept of having other people's website link back to your website. Or in some cases, if you just have a dedicated expert page, or you just have information on selfgrowth.com or LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever you have it, link back to there. So it's a concept of having links going to you, you know, ideally your website. And it works very simply. The additional links that you have going to your website help with search engine optimization. It's a simple formula. One, one of the main things that Google and Yahoo look for when deciding how to rank you in the search engines is social proof or outside verification. And each link provides that social proof. It's almost like a voting system where each link back to your website counts like a vote. And the more votes and the higher quality votes you get, the better. You know, just for an example, an ideal world, if you get CNN or MSNBC to give you a link from their website to your website, it's going to be extremely powerful, you know, much more than some gambling website in Eastern Europe. And Google really evaluates the quantity and the quality of these incoming links. So links from a trusted site like selfgrowth.com become very powerful for you. So it's important to get this from multiple resources. It's very simple. The higher you get in the search engines, the more free traffic you get. The more free traffic you get, the more customers you're going to get, the more subscribers. And, you know, it's a very simple formula. At this point, I want to show everybody a fairly interesting tool on Google. And I'm talking about this link building and how it works. So I'll give everybody a chance to go back to Google. So if you go to google.com, easy to find, and here's the tool. I'm going to ask everybody to type in the following word on Google. And it's the word links, L-I-N-K-S, and then colon after it. So L-I-N-K-S, not semicolon, L-I-N-K-S, colon, and then a space after that. And I'd like everybody to type in the word selfgrowth.com. So not our website. So not www.selfgrowth.com, just selfgrowth.com. So we'll go through it one more time. It's links, L-I-N-K-S, colon, space, selfgrowth.com, S-E-L-F-G-R-O-W-T-H.com, and then click Google search. And what you'll see is thousands upon thousands of websites that are linked to selfgrowth.com. And what you can see here very simply is a list of all these other websites that have links back to us. So it's a great tool for finding out who's linked to you and also for finding who's linked to your competitors. So as an exercise for everybody on the line right now, I just want you to type in links, L-I-N-K-S, colon, space. So L-I-N-K-S, colon, space, and then your domain name without the www. For you, Eric, your other website is empowermentgroup.com. So do links, colon, space, empowermentgroup.com, and do a search. And what you'll find is a list of everybody who's linked to you. But it becomes equally important to do this to find out competitive information. So this is really a great way to find who's linked to your competitors. And what I recommend doing to kind of help build your brand, position yourself, is go out and request links. Get as many links from as many sites as possible. And what happens is it enables you, you know, first it enables you to ensure that there's a greater likelihood that you come up when they type in your name. So you want to brand your name. So you want to make sure someone's checking you out, you're coming up top. But equally important, if you want to brand a catchphrase or a term, you want to make sure that comes up. So what we try to do with Google is really brand ourselves as a self-improvement website. So for folks who are still on Google, I invite you to type in the word self-improvement. Very simple, self, S-E-L-F, space, improvement. And what you'll see is it comes back with 16 million websites or so. So there's a huge number of websites that it's come back with. And you'll see we come up as the number one or the top website for self-improvement. And in large part, you know, part of it is obviously the content, but a large part of that are all the incoming links that we have. And if you go back now to Yahoo, you know, I don't know, there might be, you know, Google is the lion's share, but there's still a lot of people who love Yahoo. You know, they still got countless searches. So if you go to Yahoo and you type in self-improvement, same thing. We come up number one for self-improvement. And actually, one of our websites, Self-Improvement Newsletters, is another one of our websites. It comes up number two on Yahoo. So we're number one and number two. So we're really effectively branding ourselves as a self-improvement website. So the first key is really to position yourself and then ideally position and brand not only yourself, but brand your website as well.
Hmm. David, one of the things that you talk about is the concept of content repurposing. So what exactly is that, and why is that valuable as well?
It's important to have products, and each one of the products that you have, you know, if we're in business, you have either a product or a service. So everybody who has their own business, you have a product or service, but even if you're working for somebody, you have the service that you're providing for somebody else. And these are really your products. And you want to use these to kind of position or brand yourself. So that's one of the things that you use, and every product that you have is part of your brand, and every service that you provide is part of your brand. But what you can then do is repurpose some of the content or some of this, some of these products. And I'll give you examples of what I'm talking about. Let's say you're someone who does workshops. Let's say you do workshops, where you get in front of folks. So that's a live workshop. Repurposing is just the concept of taking that same content, making it available another way. So that workshop could then be recorded as an audio program. It could be audio CDs that you're creating as an additional type of content. Or you could have videos created. Just give you some examples, you can take some of these audios or videos or take the workshop and you can transcribe pieces of it and turn it into articles. Or you can then take articles and turn a series of articles into a booklet. Or you can take a number of booklets together and turn it into a book. You can take this video that's from the workshop and you can turn it into a short YouTube video. Or you can then take an audio version of it and turn it into a podcast. And what you can do for each one of these is get them out there on different places. There's podcast directories, there's video directories, there's article directories. And each time you take one of these pieces, which is really a piece of who you are, each of these products and each of the pieces that you repurpose the content is a piece of you. It's a piece of you that's designed to reinforce your brand. So the more different ways you do it, the more honed in your brand's going to be. You know, books can be excerpt. If you have your book, turn that into an article, turn that into a booklet. You know, any of these things can be moved one way or another, and you can adapt each one of these pieces into doing two things. One is you can just create new products. So these are potential products to sell. Another thing is to create marketing material that's helping to brand you. So what's the difference? The products are things that you're selling. The marketing material are things that you're giving away. And you can be selling or giving them away in different places. You know, the giveaways are the places like YouTube or the podcast directories or the articles and the places to sell them are obviously your website and then other places along there. Even on a broader level, if you have let's say a large collection of articles, let's say you have a large collection of articles, audio, and you have some video, a way to repurpose this is to then create a membership website. And what's a membership website? It's very, very simple. It's a website where you limit access to it, password-controlled access to it, and you require people to pay usually a monthly or an annual fee to get access to all your content. Obviously, that works once you get a fair amount of content, or in many cases, people might... You might want to brand together with other folks and create a branded website that's a membership site. So all these things really tie into developing your own personal brand.
What are some other ways that you can brand yourself on the internet?
Well, there's a wide range of other ways. You know, one of the great ways of branding yourself is what I describe as web publicity. You know, and publicity is a whole animal itself, and I'll probably have a future seminar where I'll invite someone who's more of an expert on PR and publicity and things along those lines. But I'll give you some simple examples of what I consider publicity. There's a website called PR Web, and there's a few websites that are out there like that where you can go publish, you can write and publish a press release. And the press release will frequently be about your product or service or something that you're doing or something that you're adding. But with each one of these, it enables you to position your brand. So it all kind of works back to this whole concept of branding yourself. And that's really, you know, I want to reinforce this. It's everything that you do ties back into this personal brand. And people tend to forget about it, and they focus on their product that they're creating or their book, or it's all about your personal brand. So things like I mentioned, PR Web. But PR Web is just one example. You know, other great places to kind of brand yourself that I consider PR is find other people who have web presences and get your name and information out there for them. You know, have folks, you know, there are a lot of people with email newsletters that would potentially position you as an expert in their newsletters or on their website. You know, obviously I'm a strong proponent of using selfgrowth.com. And what we've tried to do with selfgrowth.com is really create a situation where it's almost a super branding opportunity. And the way we've done this is we're really creating an opportunity where all of you can brand yourself in three ways through selfgrowth.com, all for free. You know, the first one I mentioned a few times is create this expert page. And I want to reinforce that if you haven't done it yet, invest a few minutes, log into your selfgrowth.com account. If you don't have your password, request your password, or log in, create an expert page. Click on it. Pretty easy to get that going. And then potentially network and position yourself with other experts through our social networking and selfgrowth.com. That's one way. A second way we provide is articles. And I mentioned the articles and other websites. I want to invite everybody who's listening to submit their articles to selfgrowth.com. We're currently getting a little over 1 million visitors a month to selfgrowth.com, so we're always looking for good content. And keep in mind, each one of these is used to brand yourself. So use the articles to brand yourself, use the expert pages to brand yourself. And the third thing that we provide at no cost to everybody is really links back on different areas of our website. And the way selfgrowth.com set up, we have literally some 200 different topic areas that we cover that all fit under self-improvement. You know, an example might be accelerated learning, brain enhancement, corporate training, goal setting, habits, happiness. And we provide the ability to kind of brand yourself in any of these. So how do you go about doing that? In goal setting, if you're a goal setting expert, you make sure you have articles under goal setting. You get links back to your website that can help with the search engines. And you create your expert page. So you do the triple. Basically, you do all three of these in a particular area that you want to brand yourself. And what we've also done is we've created a system where with experts, we kind of position our experts and we give them a chance to get additional exposure. And the way we do that is, I mentioned 200 plus topics. For each one of these topics, we also have a section called experts. So you can position yourself specifically as an expert in motivation or negotiation or alternative medicine. So that helps you position your brand. And what we do for the experts is we have a list of all the experts in that area, and we rank them based on how much networking you're doing. So by getting your brand out and by networking with more people, it enables you to really position yourself as an even more of an expert and even more with your personal brand. So there's a tremendous value in doing that. I don't want to understate, there's also huge value in a lot of other websites out there, but you know, selfgrowth.com is my baby, so I like to promote it. But all of these places are really phenomenal opportunities for people to promote themselves. So right. A lot of this is working very well. There's one other thing I want to mention and I want to invite folks to as well who are on the line. Once you have your expert, these are all free, you have your expert page, your articles up, get your websites listed if you haven't had a chance to do those three. We've also created a program in the past year called the Official Guide Program as part of something that we call our Premium Placement Package Program. And what we do, I know if folks are listening on the line who are going through a lot of the steps that I talked about today, some of them are very quick, and I recommend you jump on those, but some of them are a little more time-consuming. And what we've done with selfgrowth.com is created a package where we'll position you on our website as an official guide in a particular area. And it's part of what we call a premium placement package. It's a fee-based package. And I'd just like to invite anybody who's interested in getting a tremendous amount of exposure to selfgrowth.com just to fill out a form. We set up a web page for folks to get more information about it. And if you want the complete details about that, you just go to selfgrowth.com, www.selfgrowth.com/PPP. That's triple P, selfgrowth.com/PPP, as stands for Premium Placement Package, and fill that out, and we'll give you all the details about that package. At this point, I know we're coming close to 10 o'clock. I want to kind of wrap things up over here. I'll open up the lines a little bit. I'll see how many folks are on the line, and I just want to, before we finish up, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Eric, do you have any final words?
Oh, just no. Thanks for all the great information, David. I really want to encourage everybody to get involved in the site as much as possible. There's a plethora of opportunity to brand yourself and expose yourself, like David was saying. And certainly, if you're interested in positioning yourself as an official guide on the site, make sure you fill that form out as well. So just and also want to thank everybody for their time. Just great information, David. Thank you.
My final message is, before I open up the lines, is that you have a personal brand, whether you like it or not. You have it. You have a personal brand. And my clear message is, take control of your personal brand, because it's how you're going to be seen on and off the Internet. Hold on, folks. Let me see if I can open the line.
Hello.
Folks, thanks for joining us tonight. If you want to get off,
selfgrowthonline.com.
I want to thank everybody for joining us, and thanks for being part of selfgrowth.com.
Thank you, David.
Have a great night.
Have a good night.
Thanks, folks.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. I have one quick question. Hello?
Go ahead. See if you can get it in. I know it's some background noise.
Okay. I do a lot with articles, but my question is, do you use an automatic article submitter, or do you do it one at a time like we do?
We do it one at a time.
Okay.
We do it manually. We tried automatic a long time ago. It doesn't work well.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay.
Everything is submitted manually.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey, David, one last question.
Shoot. Up there, we got a few more minutes, so stay on. What's the question?
Cool. I've got an expert. This is Deborah Beatty, by the way. I have an expert page at selfgrowth.com, and I've been using it and very, very happy with it. But one of the things that I notice is there's no way to, go through my network that I've built easily to email each person. I have to sit and go page by page by page to get their email addresses and things like that to contact them. Is SelfGrowth going to eventually move to being able to do that?
Well, we're debating because we have two camps at SelfGrowth.com. One camp is saying that they don't want that ability because they don't want to be inundated with emails, and they're afraid that once they start doing it, everybody's going to start emailing them a lot.
Yeah.
And the other camp, like yourself, saying it would be really great and powerful. So we're trying to figure out and get some more feedback on whether the benefits outweigh the risk of everybody starting to spam each other.
Okay.
Okay, David?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Deborah Oakland in Laguna Beach.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, I'm looking at the official guide program, and there's nothing under my category. Do you add new categories, or are they pretty set?
We add new categories all the time. What's your category?
Courage.
Courage.
Yes.
That's a good category. I could see definitely adding that. We have a way that we analyze each new potential topic. The first thing we want to do is we see what the interest level there is generally on the Internet. And the way we do that is we use some search tools to see how many people are looking for typing in courage.
Mm-hmm.
And to see, my guess is a lot of folks are probably typing in courage.
Yes, they are.
So I can definitely see. What I recommend is fill out the form. Go to selfgrowth.com/PPP, fill out the form, and I'll have somebody contact you to go through it and talk about the whole program with you.
Sounds good.
But courage, just to give you a sense, courage is searched on close to 25,000 times a month.
Yeah.
People typing in courage.
Yep.
They also seem to be typing in courage, the cowardly dog.
I know.
I don't know who that is, but...
It's a cartoon.
And it sounds like I should. I have an 8, a 6, and a 5-year-old, so... I should be paying more attention. But definitely put that in. And super chick courage, don't know who that is, but that searched a lot, too.
Right, right.
All right, Andy, we got about one more minute. Any other questions before
Thank
I go? And
yeah.
If you have any other questions, folks, always feel free to selfgrowth.com/feedback.html. You can always type in, and we'll make sure somebody gets back to you on those.
Was this call recorded? We can have access to it.
It is recorded. We'll be sending out a link to everybody who signed up so you can listen to the call at your leisure.
Great. It was great information. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, folks, we got to run, but I want to thank everybody. If you have any additional questions, selfgrowth.com/feedback.html. And for those still on, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.